Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
There we go. Folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Patrick Byrne is going to be in studio with us. I'll segue with him, and Owen Schroyer is going to take over. He'll continue on. I'm going to go speak at the Supreme Court. But I want to talk about the emergency America is in and the crossroads that we've approached and what we're now going to do here in the crossroads, in the crucible, in the heart of the moment. I'm going to break all of that down. But again, as I've said, we've only begun to fight. We don't have a choice. Acquiescence creates slaves. Standing up and building better systems and leading by example. Listen to that crowd out there. Incredible. That is the answer to tyranny. The answer in 1984 is 1776. It doesn't just mean fighting globalists and opposing them and blocking them. It also means building our own systems. That's why the Bible says, get behind me, Satan, as Christ said to the devil. Christ is moving forward. Get behind me. Get out of my way. I'm leaving your system. Get behind me. So here's that report, and we'll come back, and I'll lay everything out on the other side.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
We're literally at the end of the country. I mean, I don't have words. I can't hype it up big enough. And it's not like the country's being taken over by the Romans and we're the British and they've got more advanced technology. So, okay, we're going to have, you know, massages now. This is pedophile devil worshippers are taking over. I believe we should surround the White House peacefully. That's why they have Black Lives Matter there and Antifa to surround it. So we can't be there. We're going to be there.
The Boston Tea Party, they dressed up as Native Americans. And in a way, it's almost like we kind of have to reenact that by, because they won't let us anywhere, but oh, we'll be Black Lives Matter. Oh, we have a Black Lives Matter flag and shirt. And then they'll just, okay, here, walk around the White House. Here, walk into the park. I'm not even kidding. I mean, that's almost
the
like
boys will bow to us.
Yeah, because, I mean, you show up with a Trump flag or an American flag and you're a patriot, oh, you'll get shut down, you'll get arrested, you're not allowed to mobilize. But, oh, if you're Black Lives Matter, you can own the streets, you can burn buildings, burn churches, go around the White House. So Soros groups are allowed to go into state buildings. Soros groups are allowed to shut down autonomous zones. Soros groups are allowed to riot. But you, an American patriot, have no rights. So just pretend you're a Soros organizer and activist, and then the whole world opens up for you. And then once you get to the point you need to be at, that's when you take out the Trump flag. That's when you put on the Trump hat. That's when you, then the police will probably move in on you, but it'll be too late then.
After calls from some pro-Trump supporters to bring guns and weapons to D.C. for this week's rallies, these signs are being put up by D.C. police prohibiting firearms in the area where pro-Trump rallies are set this week.
We're very concerned. Last time they were in town, they assaulted innocent bystanders. They targeted Black churches for violence. They desecrated their Black Lives Matter signs, setting them on fire. This is targeted terror. It's white supremacist terror. And knowing this, Donald Trump has repeatedly cheered for and rallied and called on people to flood the streets.
The leader of the group, Proud Boys, says they will turn out in record numbers on the 6th, but they will not be wearing its traditional yellow and black. Instead, the leader says they will be incognito and spread across downtown D.C. in smaller teams.
I've spent the last 10 years in the music industry, traveling around Central, South, and North America, and I've always told the truth about what was going on, but I was on the fence about it in the sense that I didn't tell it right to their face. You know, I kind of said what it had to say to get by in that industry. Well, the time for that is over. And everybody in my generation, everybody in the generation before me, we all need to stand up now.
I know all the lawyers. I know Trump. I talked to him. He is surrounded. That's not a negative thing. He needs us. You understand that? Yes, he has the ideas. Yes, he won in a landslide. Yes, he's a great guy. He is surrounded by scum and cowards. That's what I'm telling you. He is surrounded by lawyers that are the filth of the planet that would sell their mother out for a stick of bubblegum. And so he needs everybody to go to D.C. now. We need just people to start going to D.C. now. Don't wait. Go to D.C. Go to D.C. Go to D.C. Go to the White House. Just go to the White House. Go, 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 go. see history's happening now. I salute you all. Back in 60 seconds with Key Intel.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And I want to thank Senator Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and all of the incredible senators that have stepped up to fight, because they've seen what happens. They know it's a fraud. And not just here. You know, I watched some of the people on Fox. I had no choice. I had no choice. I had to. I didn't have enough channels. And they said, why is he fighting for Georgia? It's not enough. No, I need three. I'm fighting in eight, actually, but six. And we're going to win them all. But they said, why? One of the people, a very fine woman, actually, but she said, why is he fighting Georgia? It doesn't get him there. I said, no, but Georgia and Pennsylvania and one other get me there. And we have six and maybe eight, if you look at them. And we were leading all of them by a lot until, like a miracle, it started to quickly disappear. Right here in Georgia, there were tens of thousands of illegal votes cast and counted. You know that. And here are just a few examples. Watch this for tomorrow. We were up 10,315 ballots were cast by individuals whose name and date of birth matches a Georgia resident who died in 2020 prior to the election. And your wacky Secretary of State said two people. Now, I don't know how many people are on that list, but it's a lot of people. 2,506 ballots were cast by individuals whose name and date of birth matches an incarcerated felon in a Georgia prison. Maybe they aren't all there, but they did a lot of work. I paid a lot of money to a lot of people, I can tell you that. 4,502 illegal ballots were cast by individuals who do not appear on the state's voter rolls. Wow, that's sort of strange. 18,325 illegal ballots were cast by individuals who registered to vote using an address listed as vacant, according to the Postal Service. At least 86,880 ballots were cast by people whose registrations were illegally backdated. Oh, I can't believe that happened. 66,000 votes. You have to understand, we're down by a little more than 11,000. So every one of these is determinative. 66,000 votes in Georgia were cast by people under the legal voting age. At least 15,000 ballots were cast by individuals who moved out of the state prior to the November 3rd election. And maybe they moved back in. I don't know. I mean, I can't tell. They moved out. Ah, let's go back. Usually it takes a little time, right? You know, we moved out. Let's go back, darling. Georgia's absentee ballot rejection rate went from an average of 3% in 2016 and then went down very low to almost zero. Now, oh, think of it, almost zero. If you multiply that out, and this is with many, many more ballots pouring in, went to almost zero. 48 out of 159 counties in Georgia rejected. No ballots at all. These absentee ballot rejection rates prove that the tens of thousands of illegitimate ballots were counted. There were more absentee ballots in 2020 than ever before by far, but magically far fewer ballots were rejected. This alone is more than enough to swing the election to us. This one thing. I'm going over individual. In all of the swing states, now they'll check this out and that's fine, but you take a look at it. Officials egregiously violated state laws in order to solicit, facilitate, and promote cheating and theft on a scale never seen before. These crooked and incompetent officials suspended signature verification. I said, I want you to go to Fulton County to check the signature.
Infrastructure. The communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. Blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Banking Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Stock and really one of the most articulate folks. I already knew who he was before the whole election scandal, but been really following his work. And he happens to be here in D.C., staying very nearby, fighting with the president very, very closely. I'm going to go give a speech at the Supreme Court before I come back to Freedom Plaza. Give a speech. I think you're giving a speech later as well. He's about to take over with Owen Schroyer. A little bit of a train wreck earlier with some technical stuff. Not the network's fault. All my fault. Sorry to the stations. But at least we had a good clip of Trump and that phone call, they say, so dirty and evil to the Georgia Secretary of State. I thought it was awesome. Patrick, give us a synopsis in this 9-minute segment of what's currently happening, what's about to happen in the Senate. Your inside scoop, inside track on what we're expected to see tomorrow at this epic moment. The energy is just off the chart. I've had two cups of coffee. I feel like I'm mainlining methamphetamine. I'm so excited.
Couldn't tell. Well, I have good news. I think we're going to pull this out. I think we're going to win. There's so much evidence that's developed and really come together. As even over this weekend, there's so much evidence. And I know this is now being studied closely by senators, by numerous senators, congressmen. And over at the White House, there's more briefings going on. So we've kind of broken through that last barrier. They understand that this was totally rigged. It's not an opinion. They understand all the many different levels. My fear at this point, so I think that Pence is going to do the right thing and say, but my only fear at this point is we're only going to lose this if we get violent. If we bring violence, we're going to lose Middle America. We have to be better, a couple steps better than the other guys.
So let's talk about what they might do. They could do false flags and blame us, too.
Yes, an agent provocateur, they call it, where they put someone who looks like us in the crowd and they pick fights and such. We can't let that happen. If we stay civil and maintain the moral high ground, we're going to win this.
I totally agree with you. The only card they've got is violence. That's why they're like, oh, the National Guard's out. And oh, it's the left that burns down police stations, the modern left that shoots people in the head. We're like the old-fashioned liberals. We're nonviolent.
Correct. And people forget, you know, where a lot of this started was there was this hardcore socialist in Italy 110 years ago, ran the socialist paper, Antifa. He developed a lot of these tactics.
Benito Mussolini.
Mussolini was a socialist. He came out of the left. Brown shirts, all that stuff is a leftist phenomenon.
The Nazis were the national socialists.
Yeah, there were two kinds of socialists, international socialists and national socialists. And Benito and Hitler were the national socialists. These are phenomena of the left, and what they do is they rig elections, they take over, they use political violence to intimidate people. Did I hear that Senator Thune this morning, his family here in town got attacked? He was out of town, his pregnant wife.
Holly?
Josh Holly?
Yep, that's who.
You know,
by the way, the media's like, he claims. It's on local D.C. news. In fact, later with Owen, play that clip, I sent it to them. National news, like he claims. They shot, Antifa shot police themselves, threatening him, banging on his door when his wife and the newborn's in there.
Any congressperson or senator.
They threatened another senator, too, you're right, Jim.
Who has any integrity has to understand the line that they are crossing and should there is no way to be intellectually honest and be on that side anymore. You have to be on the side of law and order if you're a senator or congressman. Or else, what are you doing here in Washington being a lawmaker?
By the way, I don't think you're putting pie in the sky there. Patrick Burns here with us, one of the main lead volunteer investigators doing a great job exposing this. The evidence is mountainous. It's voluminous. It's ridiculous. Not just the whole thing in Georgia with everybody's out, pull out the boxes, keep running them, and you know it's a water main. It's all of it. It's ridiculous. No. And then they keep trying. First, it's like there's no fraud anywhere. Well, now there's no widespread fraud. And I look at the body language of Biden and the left. They know they stole it. They know we're awake. They know we're not going to just bow down. I think they realize they screwed the pooch here.
I think so. I think they've worked themselves out on a limb. I think that we have to, there is no way we can accept a patently rigged election. The most fundamental concept of our liberal tradition is consent of the governed, as determined by elections that are free, fair, and transparent. We've surrendered, as I know that you've covered for years, all kinds of different rights we've seen erode over the last couple of decades, free speech, freedom of religion, and such. But now, this most fundamental right, if we let them erode it, our right to free and fair, transparent elections, we're done-ski. So we cannot bend a knee, but we're not going
to
be...
We cannot allow our journey to slavery to be complete.
Right. If that happens, we never come back. On the other hand, if we get through this, we've exposed them and can finally really fix our republic. But we're going to win this, and there's a couple different ways we can win. Can I tell you what I think President Trump should do?
You got the floor, brother. That's what we called you.
President Trump has all the right under various executive orders and laws that have been on the books for years, including some signed by Obama and one that he wrote 2 years ago, Foreign Interference in Domestic Election Executive Order, is every right to say, you know, we don't have to seize, we don't have to go to martial law or insurrection act or anything like that. I want to take the National Guard and get them out there, and we're going to recount the ballots. We can be done by next Friday. And next Friday, January 16th, the National Guard, we could recount ballots under live stream in every precinct, men and women in uniform, and that's how we get trust.
And it would be so cathartic as the massive fraud, because they've done spot checks, for those that don't know, in Arizona, in Georgia, and it's like total fraud against Trump.
Yeah, there's hundreds of thousands missing votes. Yeah, I think that we would find is, well, who knows?
Let's do it. It's a good exercise, because if you don't have poll watchers, which they kicked out in those key states, the UN and the State Department says it's not a real election. They say redo it under international law.
Right.
So we should redo it under that.
What I really think is, what I'd love to see is if President Trump really has, it's a big deal, but if he said, you know what, I'm going to, under the authorities granting me these things, I'm going to suspend the election as it just happened. We're going to rerun it in 45 days. By February 2nd, 22nd, the National Guard can rerun the national election. If that's too much of an injury to the Constitution, let's just do this thing with a recount.
But it's not an injury, because you've got three co-equal branches. In an emergency, if a branch has the political will to do the right thing, if the public judges that correct, then it's left alone. This is a Chi-Com globalist takeover of fraud. So it must. We can have a new Declaration of Independence. That's legitimate.
I think that he should use the National Guard, and he could actually do this. The only constitutionally determined date is the January 20 date. He could actually use them to recount the ballots and be done by Friday, and we could still have our new president sworn in on January 20. I actually wish we went all the way and had them run a new national election in 45 days.
That's what I want. I think Ted Cruz, with his 10-day commission, is angling to say, we have found major problems. We recommend in 60 days a new election. You know, in these five states, then what happens during that limbo?
Oh, I think you have the re-election nationally, not just, I think you go
do the whole thing.
Or, well, you can either use the National Guard to do the whole thing nationally or just in the five or six states, or the most milquetoast but acceptable version is just recount the ballots nationally, not just the places Trump won or lost, but nationally.
Do you agree the body language of the Democrats, they look scared?
Oh, yeah, they know that they know what they did. They crammed down a ridiculously contrived, rigged election. Got their buddies,
and they have a zombie crypt keeper as their leader.
Yeah, and they have the media just beating them down on normalization, trying to make any American who doubts this feel like a kook. Actually, it's time we tell them they're the kooks. Alex can be a little worked up, but he's not the kook on this point. Anyway, Alex is the guy who's seeing reality, and it's the mainstream media who are the kooks.
Well, I do get wound up. I mean, I'm also empathic. I don't get into mumbo jumbo, but I do pick up on energy. Like a rock concert, I get excited. The football game, I get excited. It's the energy. Man, I'm like, there's like a flamethrower of energy in this town.
You know how they want to tell the world that we're the kooks? They're the kooks.
Exactly. But do you feel the energy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. And it's a positive energy.
Very positive. Huh?
It's not like when it's the other side doing their threatening thing. This is a positive, celebratory energy.
I agree. All right, Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO, former Overstock CEO and a great patriot, is going to take over with Owen Schroyer.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we...
never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. We are in Washington, D.C., where literally we're just right above Freedom Plaza, and it's like every 30 seconds a minute, we just hear a roar of a crowd, hear the chants of USA, and we were talking last segment, Patrick Byrne with us, Alex was discussing the energy. I definitely am feeling that same energy. I was feeling it even last night. And then earlier this morning, we were out on the streets at Freedom Plaza, and it was already packed. But I want to get back into the issue at hand here. And you know, Patrick, it's almost a fool's errand to be sitting here discussing stopping of the steal. I mean, this is like, I mean, again, it's the same analogy I use, but I mean, it's like literally catching your wife in bed with your neighbor in the sheets naked, and then she gets out. Oh, I wasn't fooling around. I would never cheat on you.
And
I mean,
she says, no, that's been debunked.
Yeah, oh, that's been discredited. Right. It was just, oh, then, and then it's like, oh, but it was just a little cheating. Oh, it was just a little cheating. It wasn't anything serious.
You only put it in a little bit. It was,
But that's what the gaslighting is right now. It's like, despite all the evidence, I mean, I try to recall. In fact, right now, the president has just tweeted out. So actually, this is probably a good thing for you to comment on perhaps right now. I know you're just getting this intel. The president has just tweeted out that the voting machines, the Dominion voting machines in Georgia, specifically Republican districts that lean about 60-70% Republican votes, haven't been working for hours. So the Dominion voting machines that are made in China, we've now seen the manufactured boxes with the label made in China. Now in Georgia, it appears right now as we speak, they are rigging the Dominion voting machines. So that means probably Republicans are out to a big lead.
Yeah, I think that it's anyone who can't see through what's going on now. All these little quirks and accidents and the water main breaks and such, they've all been to disadvantage the Republican. I will remind you, in full disclosure, I'm a small L libertarian. I did not vote for President Trump, but he wins. And anyway, so I certainly support free and fair and transparent elections, and we've not had that. We cannot, under any circumstances, bend a knee to it. You know, all we've had this debate for decades. Is American exceptionalism a real thing, or is that just something old fogies believe in? I think we're going to find out, because this is the kind of thing that has gone on in Venezuela and lots of other places on Earth, and people get confused. It's not like they believe it, but they bow down for it. They can't figure out a way to stop it. My contention is, is the exceptional country, and what that means is we're not going to bend the knee for this under any circumstances. If by chance a fake president, like an imposter in a rigged election, got sworn in, it would be time to go to civil disobedience, not violent, nothing violent. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that either Pence is going to stand up and do the right thing tomorrow and say this is an egg that cannot be unscrambled, or the president, under his authority, under laws that have been on the books for years, he can sign something that says, look, there's clearly been foreign interference in this election. We're going to do a do-over. And the do-over could be, and we're going to use the National Guard. And I'm against involving the military in general, but the military has such a pristine reputation among the public, and we need trust. So let's take the most trusted organization in America. Let's take the National Guard, which are our friends from our community, and have them, at the very least, spend 10 days and recount the ballots nationally. I think that the president ought to consider actually calling for the National Guard to rerun the entire national election in 45 days, but at a minimum, have them recount the ballots in 10 days. They could be done next Friday, the 16th, would not even insult the Constitution, because the Constitution demands that the new president be sworn in on the 20th. So we could actually have the National Guard come in and do that and eliminate all questions. And if they don't do that, no matter who gets sworn in, there's going to be a civil war. And the truth is, if we have China would like nothing more than for us to end up shooting at each other. And because if we don't get through this, we become a vassal state to China. So I want to get through this without a civil war and without becoming a vassal state to China. And the way to do that is the president uses his authority, which Obama signed off on some of it. And I mean, that he can actually suspend what just happened and have the National Guard either do at least a national recount and maybe a new national election.
Yeah, and if we did get to that point, it would be even tougher for us to kind of decide our own fate, because then China, who controls the media, much of our politicians, our big corporations, would be able to steer the fate out of the civil war. But you talk about taking the knee, politically speaking, or maybe even the punt would be a better analogy, because it's like if you're on third and long in a football game, to use a sports analogy, or fourth and long, and you throw a deep pass, and the wide receiver is right under it, going to catch it, and then the defender comes and tackles him. Well, that's a penalty. The ref throws a flag. Well, that'd be like the coach saying, you know what, we'll just decline that. We'll try next time. And we'll try to get him next time. I was watching Fox News this morning. They had Sean Duffy, former congressman from Wisconsin. They had Raffensperger. I always forget the guy's name, from Georgia. And he says, this other guest says, well, you know, there was definitely some shenanigans. They didn't follow the law, and there was the chain of custody issues and all this. But you know what? We just have to accept these results, and we'll get it right next time.
Next
what?
Time. There is no next time.
No.
People are deluded. I lived in communist China 37 years ago when it first opened up to foreign students. And I love the Chinese. I admire China. It's what I spent so much of my life studying it. But I don't want – worth nuts if we don't understand that this is a Chi-Com takeover and we have to stop it. I do want to say the only way I think we lose now, I think Pence is going to do the right thing, which is to say, obviously we can't, this is an egg that can't be unscrambled, obviously can't verify it, can't certify it. And if he doesn't do that, the president signs his executive order. The only way we lose is if our side gets violent. If we have some people start popping off, I hear people are coming to town with guns and such, we don't want any of that. That's how we lose. People were talking to me about charging the Congress. No, absolutely not. We are better. We're the guys who are several steps better than the other side. We don't get violent. And that's how we keep America on our side. America's on our side now. If we start acting like the goons on the left act, we lose that.
And I think that the narrative you just mentioned, they're already trying to pan out. We heard about the leader of Proud Boys being arrested. It turns out that details are still coming in, but he may have had some magazines on him that weren't actual magazines. There was no spring that you couldn't even load them. It was just a gift that somebody made that had a Proud Boys logo on them that he just had on him as like a decoration. So, but they're using that in the media. Oh, Proud Boys coming in with guns. No, nobody's been arrested with guns. I haven't seen a gun out here. I was just outside. But you're 100% right. They want that narrative. And then they have the backdrop of, oh, the businesses are boarded up. Washington, D.C. expecting violence and criminal behavior. But when it's actually the left, I mean, look back to 2016. I mean, it's like they expect us not to have a memory. They came into D.C. during the inauguration. They burned cars. They smashed windows. They attacked people. They do it every time we show up here. But then they say, uh-oh, Trump supporters are going to cause violence again, when it's never us.
Meanwhile, you remember that famous photo of the moment in CNN where while the logo is saying mostly peaceful protests while there's buildings and cars
are literally burning behind him like fireworks going off.
And listen, we had a senator threatened this morning, and his wife, pregnant wife, threatened, and the family threatened. It doesn't matter which side of the line you're on. You have to understand that as the threat, that the corrosive threat that represents to our republic to have that kind of stuff going on. So the people who do that are the bad guys. And I would think any congressman or senator, you know, with any intellectual integrity, that tells them all they need to know. That should tell them all they need to know about which side they should stand with.
Well, and it just shows how controlled the opposition left is, where, because I've interviewed these people. They can't even talk to me anymore, but I interviewed them for years, and, I mean, I ask them basic questions. They literally cannot answer a question. They don't know what they're doing out there. It's kind of sad, actually, to witness it. But they go to Hawley's house, and they say, oh, we're here because he's attacking the integrity of our election. Clearly, that's just a talking point they got in an email or a push notification or something, and then they were told someone gave them the address to go there.
And the media says Hawley claims they came, even though there's video.
And it's the complete reversal. They're the ones that stole the election. They're the ones that broke the law. They're the ones we literally see them stuffing the ballots, pulling ballots out in briefcases. I mean, it's a parallel Twilight Zone universe they want us to live in, and I mean, we're not going to accept it.
Bizarro world. Do you know what gaslighting is? Explain to your crew what gaslighting
is. When you are telling someone a lie just to get them to think they're crazy so that then they doubt anything. It's like they don't have, like, oh, well, nothing's real now, which is kind of like we've all been in that. I mean, that's what this is. It's like they lie about so much, we really do question everything.
It's weapon number one for narcissists. You know, hey, honey, you thought you caught me in bed? No. Where, you know, with someone else? No. What about that time? They're always turning things around and making you question your insanity. This is all a big psyop. That's what they're trying to do to you. You are seeing reality as it is. The COVID thing has had a hyper aggressive response to it, the Antifa thing, and now we have a fake election, and they're just trying to normalize all this.
That's what it is.
You're correct in saying that they're the kooks.
They're faking it till they're...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here live, it's the Alex Jones Show. Patrick Byrne has been nice enough to spend an hour with us here, and you know, Patrick, your motivation in this is a pure motive. I don't believe you. I'm pretty sure you didn't vote for Trump. I know you're a libertarian, so you're in this. I mean, we're all in it for the right reason. But the point is, it's not about Trump. It's about Trump won the election.
Correct.
But it's about that we've had our election stolen from us from Americans. And so it's really just sad that all Americans aren't behind this. But
correct on all that. Although I was never a Trumper. I was fine when he got elected, just like when Obama, just Clinton. I mean, I was never a Trumper. And the day he was elected, my attitude was he was a president. But that had nothing to do. Yeah, it has nothing to do with why I'm doing what I'm doing. It has to do with the Constitution is the last deal we all made, and if we let it go down in a fake election, then we'll never recover.
And just to get to know Patrick Byrne a little bit more, a Grateful Dead fan. And so you had a video of Jerry Garcia back in the day that you wanted to go to here?
I do. I'll just introduce Garcia. When he was near his death, he did an interview where he talked about the days of protesting in Haight-Ashbury and the cops and the National Guard. But where the real problem was, so go ahead and play this. It's under 2 minutes. Go ahead and play. Let's listen to this. Some wisdom.
Official pressure had to do with it turning into weirdness. That is in terms of, the cops coming in, popping everybody. You remember with the sweeps up and down the
right.
street?
Well, that was one level of it, but I think another level of it, too, was that there were people who wanted to see that kind of confrontation and were anxious and happy, really, to get that kind of forum, to work in. The street theater, so to speak, means it meant having to or having a big crowd to be able to intimidate in one way or another, either for whoever was playing the game, for the cops on their half of it, for the people on the street who were into organizing. And there was always the first guy who threw the bottle. There was always that guy who just decided, let's convert the potential of this crowd to violence right now. Let's not wait. And that would be the guy. And he, as far as I was concerned, that one guy, whoever he was in any of those situations, was the main asshole ops or the National Guard or any of that. But whoever was dumb enough to provoke such an obviously, violent, thing, I mean, what's the point? That always seemed stupid to me. And
that's it. That's what I wanted.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
For
the
a while. I mean, that time the National Guard
at the cops or something. That's the main
a-hole. Okay. So they may have to dump that. It's just this FCC. They like to come after us. You know how it is. But anyway. But yeah. So talk about again what he said and what that means.
What he said is that when he was at protests and there's cops and sometimes the National Guard and how crazy that all is. But in that situation, he always looks for the guy in the crowd who's probably being driven, they like the theater of it, and they want the confrontation, and some guy in the crowd throwing the bottle. That's the main a-hole on the scene. It isn't the cops. It's the guy who brings it, who takes all this energy and says, let's make it go violent.
Well, and it's such a classical paradigm, and honestly, it was kind of my biggest fear coming into D.C., where we have all of these people out here, and all it takes is one. All it takes is one person to throw a punch, one person to throw a bottle, one person to throw, whatever the case may be, and then everybody's kind of on edge looking around. Now the cops are on edge. Now you've got tension, and nobody really knows who it is. And this individual could either be neutral, just wanted to start stuff, not even politically motivated, or you could even have somebody come in like a, like a black hat actor type thing to just come in and try to pop stuff off and then say, he did it. And then, that's what happens.
The French even have a term for it. Agent provocateur, provoking agent. You put the Antifa might put somebody in our crowd dressed in a MAGA hat looking like, one of us and get that person to try to attack the police and such, try to get us to attack. So we don't do that. We're better than the other guys. And that's, by the way, it's also good politics. America's behind us. It's behind us. The only way we lose America, the only way we lose this battle, I think, is if we're the guys who start getting violent or somebody pops off and shoots somebody or does something they shouldn't do. That's for the goons to do. And we can defend ourselves, we don't bring political intimidation. Let them bring it. They're intimidating the pregnant wife of the senator today. Every senator should, who's a colleague of that senator, is Democrat or Republican, that should be the magic bullet that weights them up to what side they're on.
And this has been going on. This has been going on for a while. Remember, Rand Paul has had people show up at his house. His neighbor assaulted him. You had the Bernie Sanders voter show up at the Republican baseball practice and try to murder people. They got that tip from the New York Times. You've had Ted Cruz get harassed at restaurants. So they've been doing this for a while. And you know what, though? I'm so glad you did this because I wouldn't have thought to put this narrative out here. But we have to make sure that our line right now is that we are peaceful. We are not violent offenders. We are not here for a confrontation with any political opposition. Because we're ripe for that. I do believe there are actors out there that want that narrative. In fact, I already see them sowing that narrative in mainstream news.
Yeah, and there are people on our side who kind of get off on that idea, I think, that you can see they're ready for spoiling for a fight. Not many, but they're there, and I want to tell our side – That's not our side. If you're here for a fight and wanting to provoke a fight, that's not the side I'm on. We are the guys who are peaceably ascending, peaceably assembling, and to obtain redress of grievance. And our grievance is quite legitimate. We do not bend a knee to a rigged election. And if we do bend a knee to this one, we never, you know, we're down the path of authoritarianism. And it'll be generations, maybe, before we ever get it. You know, our great-grandchildren might get another chance at tasting the freedom we've had. We cannot bend a knee to this, but we do not go violent.
I want to get a final kind of more wide-ranging spectrum comment from you before you depart for, I know you're very busy here. You've been doing a lot of great work trying to save this election for America. There's an old movie, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? And if you remember, they say Johnny Depp, Leonardo, they say you don't hit Arnie. Arnie was the mentally retarded kid who would do a lot of, you know, crap disturbing, but you never hit Arnie because he didn't know any better. And, you know, we're in this weird thing where it's like Republicans and conservatives are like in media, like they don't want to call out the election theft. They don't want to call out the crimes of Joe Biden. It's like this weird Democrat liberal privilege. I mean, they have all these different privileges they claim people have, whether it's, you know, class privilege, skin color privilege. We want to get into it. But it's like, what is this weird element where somehow they're beyond and above reproach? And you're not even allowed to put out just clear-cut evidence and facts about their Schadenfreude that they engage in every day. They just say, oh, no, you don't hit Arnie. You know, oh, no, let them do their voter fraud. We'll just try again next time. You know, let them steal millions of dollars from China with the Bidens. We'll just, you know, maybe next time they won't do it. What is that about?
I think a lot of our political class is compromised. And what's going on is the same thing that happened with me 15 years ago when I fought Wall Street. And I had all this evidence of Wall Street malfeasance, and I came here and I had a bunch of doors shut in my face, and that's when I realized there's really two stories here: the crime of what's going on Wall Street and the crime of how flabby and soft our institutions are here not to respond. Well, if you're watching this, you probably already know how rigged this election was. It's gotten silly for people to try to say, oh, what's the evidence? It's silly. But what's the real story that should be going through your head is look at all the institutions in Washington, D.C. that are failing you, that let this happen and persist in letting it happen. The DOJ, I can tell you, at the top of the DOJ, they understand what happened. There's no question anymore. It has been indicated to me there's a full understanding this was rigged, and it's going to be hands-off. They're not going to get involved. The DHS sent a message. There are agents on the ground in Georgia going through ballots, through shredded ballots 40 hours ago, who got a phone call from Chad Wolf, the acting secretary of the DHS, sent a message telling federal agents to back off the investigation. And that got back to us. They have reported how uncomfortable they are with the amount of political pressure they're getting from above. These are just fine young DHS agents on the ground doing their job, and they're having strings pulled politically trying to get them to kill this. What did they find, by the way, when they went through these shredded counterfeit ballots? And we have tested a ballot that came out of the same facility, and what forensic, federally certified forensic guy, two of them, tested and said it's counterfeit.
So that matches the eyewitness testimony.
Yeah, it matches the eyewitness testimony. And then when the Senate Judiciary said, hey, we're going to go inspect all these ballots, a few hours later they backed up Enterprise vans, trucked them out. There's in the next county the next day a shredding company was contacted, and they shredded 3,000 pounds of ballots. That all actually got stopped. The law enforcement got involved. It ended up in the hands of law enforcement. They were sifting through it on Sunday night, and they found not only some unshredded ballots that I believe will prove to be counterfeit, they found a shipping receipt from the Chinese company that counterfeited the ballots. So that's about, I mean, what else do we need? How about a video? Well, we have videos of people in that county, in Fulton County, pulling, you know, when the water main broke and they had to clear State Farm Arena for what turned out to be a urinal that overflowed. They cleared the arena, and then people were pulling suitcases of ballots out. Those are the counterfeit ballots.
But you're a biz man. You're a CEO. If somebody comes to you with clearly counterfeit cash that all has the exact same federal number on it, would you accept that?
No, of course not.
Yeah, nobody would. And, you know, by the way, another kind of example of the two standards. Remember, after the RNC, the Republicans left the White House. They got attacked. Nobody cared. They're now sending Democrats through secret D.C. tunnels to avoid these crowds. So incredible. Patrick Byrne, thank you so much, brother. Godspeed.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92 $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.